Joining us right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, we are happy to have the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott. Coach, John Murphy, Donald Jones, you were right last week when you said you'd be on the show more often. Here you are again. Thanks for this,
yeah,
Coach.
I didn't overpromise and underdeliver.
That's
on this
right. The decision to restructure Tyrod, to bring him back, can you give us an outline of the factors that went into that decision, Coach?
Well, you know, I'll just start by saying this. This is a team effort on both sides, and it really starts starts with, you know, the coaching staff and the scouting staff and what they've done in the process of the evaluation, and then I give a lot of credit to Jim Overdorf and Kevin Megank in terms of the negotiation side of things and our building, and then Tyrod's agent Adisa. So a lot of credit to a lot of people, and again, just to reiterate, team effort all the way around.
You and your staff obviously had input and spent some time looking at video. What did you see of Tyrod that led you to this place today, Coach?
Well, I'll start with going back to what I mentioned last week at the scouting combine. We're talking about an individual that's of high character, number one, and then great work ethic. I've had a chance to observe some of that work ethic in the month and a half that I've been in the building, and that's really where it starts, and the type of players that we're going to bring on board, and then the toughness element is big as well. So you start there, and again, you go back and look at the skill set and the number of games that Tyrod's won with this organization, and so we just felt, you know, this was the best move for the Bills at this time.
Hey, Coach, I'm not sure if you had a chance to talk to Tyrod yet, but if so, you know, what did he say? How excited is he to come back?
He's excited, but I think everyone's excited on both sides, and so we're fired up about it, and he is as well, and just excited to get going.
As a defensive coach, what problems would Tyrod present to Bill's opponents? And you've been in position to scheme against quarterbacks like him. What problems would he present? What makes him the right guy for your system, you think, right now?
Well, you look at the individual first and the skill set he brings to the table, and again, you go back to the success he's had to this point, and then you also look at continuing to develop a player, and then obviously we know the mobility in terms of when plays break down and things like that. So it does create headaches for a lot of defensive coordinators out there. I've been on that side, and so I'm very aware of that. And then you combine that with the fact that the system is an extremely good fit for Tyrod and his skill set. This was a very solid move in that regard.
Coach, I know it makes it tough when you have a quarterback who can move around a lot, who can get outside the pocket, get first downs for you. As a head coach now, is that something you want your quarterback to do, to run a lot?
No, I never advise quarterbacks to make their living running. That's not how you play the position. I mean, you got to be able to play the position, and then when things do break down, to win with your feet. And that's where a defense has to defend the entire field and all 11 players, as opposed to defending the other 10, so to speak. So that's an important part of that headache, as I mentioned earlier, where they've got to now defend all 11 players. There's now guys that can create headaches, not only at the running back position, but the quarterback position as well.
Last question for you, Coach. You know, like everything regarding quarterbacks in the NFL, this decision will be scrutinized and analyzed, probably second-guessed in some quarters. What can you tell us about the decision-making process when it comes – I mean, you're 3 days essentially away from the deadline to make this decision. Some might read into that. Some might give credence to, outside reports about a rift in the decision-making process. Can you tell us what the process was like and how it worked with you and the personnel department and how you came to this decision as a unit?
Well, you know, Doug and I took a very methodical approach to this decision. We looked at every option and we explored every opportunity available to us, and we feel that this was the best move for the Buffalo Bills organization at this time. And again, credit goes to the entire evaluation process and the members of the team at One Bills Drive that were involved in that, and the coaching staff and the entire scouting staff. And then again, just finishing it off with the negotiating with Jim Oberdorf and Kevin Meehan.
Well, Coach, thanks for this. We appreciate that. We know we'll talk again in the future. Thank you very much.
Sounds great. Look forward to it, guys.
Okay. Coach Sean McDermott joining us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, Subway Eat Fresh.